Hello and welcome to the first person pod thingy. I forget my name and I'm joined by this stranger.
What is happening, right?
Hello, welcome to...
Now you can't stop. Now you're perpetually old man Zach.
That's old man Zach. For some reason, when me and the people who I'm moving out with to Chicago, when we were first discussing moving out, old man days was a thing for some reason, where we just
really?
Hang out and be lazy and just... all day.
Wow.
So
is this just an excuse not to do anything and be really lazy?
Not now. Hello and welcome to the First Person Podcast Simulator. My name is Zach and joining me today is...
Mike, as always.
And today is April 4th.
That's not...
No,
right.
It's the 5th.
But you were very close.
I was. So, kind of a lot of news, but at the same time, not too much news within the last week. Biggest one that a lot of people are... kind of here and there about, obviously, LucasArts is unfortunately no longer with us. Disney decided to shut them down. What was it, like 150 people or somewhere around there? Just
yeah, it was in that
no ballpark. More jobs for them.
That really sucks. They're moving it to a licensing model, they say, so that like Star Wars games can still happen. They're just trying to maximize profit is what they're doing.
Yeah, which... I just feel it's not so much that I have this deep connection to LucasArts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much that I literally have one game, and that's Gladius, and no one knows that Gladius existed. But it was a really good game. That was the only one of theirs I liked, and it wasn't Star Wars related at all. I don't even know if they made it. They might have published it or something. But, mm-hmm. I mean, still, it's the fact that 150 people in the games industry don't have jobs anymore.
Right, yeah.
And that's, you know.
The main thing here.
It's a shame for them. A friend linked me to it on Facebook, and I saw him like, oh, whoa, wow.
Yeah.
And I instantly went to Twitter, and the first probably like 50 chunks of tweets were all things like, you know, sorry for all those who lost their jobs at LucasArts. Yeah, yeah. I hope that, you know, they are able to find work soon. All stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It comes at a time like it's... not long after Disney has purchased all of the Lucas properties.
Right, what was that, like November or something?
It was not more than a few months ago.
Right.
And people are already worried about what Disney is going to do with Lucas properties, and then they just shut this thing down.
I mean, yeah, it's not a good first step,
It
seems. Who knows? They haven't really done anything quite yet. I mean, that is their first true market-like thing.
Well, I guess the first thing they did was to cancel the Clone Wars.
Oh, the show?
Yeah.
Was that still going?
It was, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it was really popular.
Huh.
But it was running on Cartoon Network, and they didn't like that so much.
I had no clue that that was still a thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was going to be season 6, I think.
Shit. I mean, that's about right.
I could be wrong about
that. I know that it had been around for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard people liked that.
Yeah, I kept up with it for a little while, and then Mega Upload got taken down, so I couldn't.
Oh, right, yep.
legal things.
Yes. Yeah, hopefully they can only go up from here. I mean...
Well, okay, I just read an article, actually, about how they could possibly destroy the expanded universe, which is part of what makes Star Wars such a rich IP.
Yeah, no, I always hear people talking, like, people have read, like, novels, and there's, like, separate comic series and stuff like that.
Like, there's a popular novel trilogy that is basically 7, 8, and 9. It's like what happens after episode 6, and it's all about Admiral Thrawn, if you've... No? Okay.
No.
Big nerd here. He was also featured in the TIE Fighter game, which was developed by LucasArts. Bringing it full circle.
Bam!
Yeah. That just happened.
Good job, Mike. So there was this funny game that I heard on this podcast. It's this other podcast that I'm a big fan of called The Comedy Button. And it's just a bunch of like these 20-something guys, like some late early 30s, and they talk shit. They talk like about the funny shit, and their personalities are just good. But
don't
they
listen to them. Listen to us. We're better.
That's not true at all.
No, it's not.
No, listen to them.
I've never even listened to it, and I know that's not true.
No, please listen to them. It's good. It's just good. But they did play this one game at one point that was within the expanded universe. Is this a Star Wars character, or is this an Indian food dish?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you can imagine.
I'm imagining it now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
If I can remember the episode that it was on, I will link you to that specific episode, just so you can listen to that.
Yes.
And hopefully turn you on to the comedy button.
Oh my god, that's good.
No, I just thought, I think of that every once in a while. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, that's really good. That's so funny.
The only expanded universe character that's popping to mind, besides Thrawn, is Mara Jade, which totally sounds like an Indian food dish.
It could be. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I have to listen to that. That's good.
Yeah, so, well, hopefully 1313 might happen. I mean...
But not by...
Not by the original creators.
Right.
Yeah.
Which worries me, because whenever you hand over the reins to something that's already been started, it can...
Aliens, Colonial Marines...
What's that? What's that,
sorry.
Zach? What?
Sorry, Duke Nukem Forever.
Huh? What?
Nothing. I just.
Yeah, bad things have never happened to games before.
we should have a new optimistic podcast where we talk about everything that's happening in games.
Where we just lie to people.
Yeah, we lie to people and we put a positive spin on stuff.
Right, okay. Yes. So,
LucasArts deserve to get shut down.
Right.
How
and,
dare they?
There's never
they're
been
like
a bad
the North,
Sonic game.
They're like the North Korea of game companies right
that's
now.
That's right. Also,
keeping it topical.
Also, North Korea doesn't exist. It's just a big field of flowers. Because we're lying.
That's what their leaders would want people to believe, anyways.
Well,
you've heard of the shit, like, that there's... Their political leaders are not honest to their citizens, right?
Well, that's their thing, yeah.
That's their shtick. That's
yes,
why you go to North Korea.
Exactly.
Like, I just want to be lied to all the time.
That's right, that's right. They don't even get any of their media from outside the country.
Yeah.
You can't watch
right.
TV
I don't,
that isn't
I don't
North
know if it's
Korean
true,
TV.
But I heard a thing where they don't complete... they don't compete in the Olympics because they would put everyone else to shame, is what like, their political
that's
leaders...
what they say?
That's what they say.
Oh, wow.
Again, I don't know how exaggerated that is. I don't know if it's worded quite that way.
Oh, thank you,
but the
gracious
fact
North
that
Korea.
That's something that could even be created and told to me
yeah I know
says something about that country.
It's crazy.
I don't want to talk about North Korea though.
Okay.
I want to talk about video game companies. We actually have a lot of video game company stuff.
I would much rather talk about this than North Korea.
So yeah, sorry LucasArts.
Yeah, it's a big legacy and bunches of my childhood came from LucasArts.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that when Disney kind of took over, they sort of froze what everyone was doing in the studio, so it wasn't looking that good the time that happened.
The signs
so,
were there.
Yeah, so, I mean, hopefully it wasn't, like, a big shock to anyone working there.
Yeah.
Hopefully they kind of knew.
Yeah.
So.
And, I mean, it's name recognition, so you go out there and say, I used to work at LucasArts. You're like, oh, man,
and plus you have, like, the pity fire thing.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Disney shut us down, man. We were making 1313. They just froze that.
Making 1313, man. It was,
Exactly. Yeah.
Damn.
I encourage everyone at LucasArts to do that
in
their interviews.
Yes, please.
Not even interviews. Just walk into game studios and be like, you know, we were making 1313.
Just
start
like,
in the middle of the sentence right there.
And your friends.
Yeah, everybody.
Make that the only thing that you talk about.
Anyone who will listen or not listen, people at bus stops, let's move on.
Right, so a lot of EA Microsoft stuff again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This time not related.
Not, well...
I mean, related in that they suck, but...
More
it's,
evidence
it's
popping
not,
up that
not a related
more
incident.
Reasons for people not to really dig them.
Right. So which EA, is,
which has kind of been the trend the last month or two
for a lot of big companies.
Mm-hmm.
This is the year of the indie in more ways than one.
Hopefully, yeah.
So The Consumerist, which is a magazine, because I guess those still exist.
Whatever do they talk about?
but it was probably online. So they did a poll. Asking consumers who is the worst company in America. And EA won, or didn't win, whatever you say, for that poll.
They
lost one.
Good job.
Thank you. Which involves a smoke monster, I'm sure.
Right, which is ridiculous because I... Like, you told me that, and I was like, wait, hold on, like, worst game company or worst company?
No, yeah.
And you're like, no.
Overall company.
Worst company.
AT&T, Comcast.
Which is crazy to me, because I wouldn't think that a whole lot of people even fucking know.
I know.
NBA.
It's not like it's not like game companies are well-known companies, like, in the world. It's like...
Or, I mean, hey, who? Maybe, I guess maybe they are now.
Of
all of
shows,
them, though, I guess EA would be one of the more well-knowns.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure...
They're really putting themselves out there on like on mobile, you see them all over the place for their shitty mobile games. They have to pay a bunch of money. So.
I can't remember who it was a few years ago that won that very same. I think it was like the worst game company thing. It was it was something in America. I thought it might have been maybe something related to Rockstar. I thought I heard a couple of years ago, like they were not. Yeah, right.
Didn't they make Red Dead Redemption?
Yes.
How?
I don't know. I guess they were. Wow. I guess they were pushing their workers a little bit too hard. I guess, and like to the point where I think like the workers' families were complaining, like came out and were like, yeah, hey, like they're working my husband or like loved one too hard.
Okay, like, that's Jesus. Bad then.
No, it was so weird.
Yeah.
But I can't remember any others.
I know a few years ago, this same poll was Comcast. So that EA could beat Comcast.
Bravo.
As a Comcast customer, let me tell you, EA must be doing really bad.
Yeah, well.
As we've seen with their handling of SimCity, their CEO stepped down.
Yes.
Not doing great.
Yeah. And then, on top of that, Microsoft. I mean, the thing is, EA is... I always get this confused. EA is definitely, like, underneath Microsoft's wing. I know that they own them. I don't remember
how
closely...
Do they own EA?
I'm very sure. I'm certain.
That makes sense.
I think so. Yeah.
So there was a connection there.
Yes. But now, in addition to the EA thing, Microsoft, one of the... I don't know who he is. I don't know who the fuck this guy is.
I'll try to find it. But after rumors that the next-gen Xbox will... require an always-on internet connection, which people don't like because DRM bad and we want games, etc.
Yeah.
Because it's stupid and it's... reaction.
That's incredibly exclusive. And, you know, people mention, like not everyone has the best internet connection. Like there
right,
are people,
yeah. It's also that.
Yeah, there are people in more like rural states who just... They don't have that luxury of their internet always being good.
Exactly.
I mean, we live kind of close to Chicago. We're urban-ish.
Yeah.
We're like this weird in-between.
Southwest suburbs.
Yeah, yeah. But that... I wouldn't understand that. And I think a lot of people are in that same boat where it's why would you do this? That's shooting yourself in the fucking foot.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was exacerbated because someone, the name of the dude that you're trying to look up now, came out and essentially said, I don't understand why that's such a big deal. Everything that we do now is always like online. Why can't this console be? Which was jarring to a lot of people. And I think the phrase deal with it was actually that, which is unfortunately used in not a funny way, this time around was
really just a big dick about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much. Yeah.
So the guy's name is, Adam Orth. He is the Microsoft Studios creative director.
Oh,
so he's probably a guy who knows a thing or two about the Durango, as it were.
Is that the fucking...
That's the code name of the next Xbox.
Jesus Christ, are they going to release it and it's going to be like an RC car?
Yes. Except it will be a full-size SUV. It's about an experience, Zach. You get in the car...
The screen is the windshield. Yes. And you just... Yeah.
The screen is all of the windows. Also, it only plays racing games. And it is just a car.
Microsoft just struck up a huge deal with a company that makes Gran Turismo.
Yes.
By the by.
So one of his tweets said, sometimes the electricity goes out. I will not purchase a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, his...
Which is not even the same thing.
These were like the weirdest out-of-context tweets. I don't know if it's bad on him for not being clear or if it's bad on the journalist that like talked about the story.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just... So, like, alienated and confused to what he was trying to communicate with that.
Yeah.
And then there was the bigger one, though, was the regional thing that he talked about. It was like, oh, well, if I'm in a place that, like, doesn't have good internet or has shoddy internet, like, why would I live there? I'm like, what kind
of my
God. Fucking statement is that?
That's...
What are you... How did you get anywhere? How
exactly.
are you the creative director of Microsoft?
I didn't know he addressed that, and that is not how you address that.
No! No! It's not!
He's just saying that's your problem for living in a place.
Jesus, yeah.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Like, I'm more confused than I am mad that this man has, like, a job in the way he does. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it came out wrong or something. Maybe that's what they're claiming now, I'm sure, but
yeah.
Just...
I don't see how that can come out right. I think he's probably just a sociopath.
Yes, and he must be stopped. No, I guess he already got a lot of abuse on Twitter. for what he said. And, you know, Microsoft did issue an apology, thankfully.
They did apologize, yeah.
Still, though, that's...
A big paragraph that said nothing.
Yeah. So strange. Don't let that guy on Twitter. Again.
Yeah, just take away his...
I solely believe that there are just a couple of people who should probably have, like, a tweet limit. Uh-huh. And I feel like Phil Fish is one of those guys sometimes. He just... He gets a little bit too excited, I think.
He carries on conversations with himself.
Yes. And...
Hypothetical conversations.
Yeah.
And then he sucks us into his alternate universe. And we don't want to go there.
unless his alternate universe is Fez.
Oh, yeah, I'll live there.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'll totally be sucked into that.
Yep. His, Adam Orth, I think his original tweet was, "Sorry, I don't get the drama over having an always-on console."
Yeah.
Adding a deal with it hashtag. Hashtag deal with it.
How old is this man, do you think?
Oh, he... gotta be, like, early to mid-30s, I think.
Maybe. I would hope, because I think anyone who is younger than that would understand what they were fucking saying.
Clearly. I have no words.
No, let's just move on. This thing will sell itself, and it's a whole lot of drama about nothing. There's so much, just too much dumb stuff about, like, games journalists will blow up about people saying, like, this thing on Twitter. And, like, while I understand, yes, that is news, it stirs up, like, a pot of drama that...
Yeah.
I don't think is worth the read sometimes.
Yeah.
There was Phil Fish's thing a while ago with the DS that we purposely didn't get into because it doesn't matter.
Because it was a thing that he was doing purposely just to egg people on.
Yeah.
Because he could.
Yes. It's.
Whereas this is just somebody who is a creative director because they're a creative director and not a PR person. This is why you have PR people.
This is true.
Shut up.
Yeah. Whew. Speaking of people holding big positions at companies, though, this is kind of old news that we didn't mention last week that I had listened to another podcast, so I got informed on it. But the president of Square Enix did resign not too terribly long ago after some pretty big losses.
I hadn't heard anything about this. This was incredibly surprising.
Yeah, I mean, it's another one of those stories where it's just kind of like, wait, what? Really? What? Because... Like, to break it down, and it might have these numbers off slightly, I think what Square Enix wanted to project was somewhere around $3 or $4 billion as a profit at the end of the fiscal year.
Right.
And, you know, AAA games industry, that's not super unusual.
Sure.
I can totally understand that. The thing was, though, they ended the year with somewhere around, I think it was over $10 billion in losses. So that's jarring.
Yeah.
Specifically because they've released some good games. I mean, some games that sold well. I'll say some games that sold well, rather. Because the only two that I can think of, though...
Really big games.
Yeah. You know what? Okay, so just to name a few of the titles that are within their possession right now. We already knew of Tomb Raider. We knew of... I mean, which was released and did really well. I think last I heard it was 3 million copies, and that was, like, 2 weeks ago. So, with sales and stuff, that number's probably up.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Watch Dogs?
That's not out yet.
No, Watch Dogs is something else. It's...
Sleeping Dogs?
Sleeping Dogs,
right,
yes.
Okay.
The prequel to Watch Dogs. Yes, right. Sleeping Dogs, which I actually haven't checked out. I don't think it's super popular, but it's sold a million. It's sold a million copies, and that's
not nothing.
You're right. Let's see. The other ones that they have, you know, Hitman, Kingdom Hearts, which hasn't really done anything recently, so yeah. Dragon Quest, though.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy, Thief.
Oh, my God.
They consider both Tomb Raider and Sleeping Dogs failures. They consider them failures after millions and millions of games have been sold.
Now, is it just because they...
That's because
they poured more money into it than came back?
I think it's only because they... No. It didn't do as well as projected. So they are probably still making profit off of this, but I don't know how much they took for... I don't think the loss number has been published at all anywhere.
Okay,
I don't think they would reveal that.
Yeah.
But they did come out and say that these games are doing not as well as they expected.
Wow.
And I mean that loss at the end of the fiscal year kind of shows that. I mean, that's not super uncommon too. I've heard that of AAA studios, and mm-hmm. it kind of gets me wondering. We see a lot of these studios having issues and sort of struggling at points.
Yeah.
And they're well established, and it's so strange.
Like THQ.
Yeah. That came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, people had an idea that they weren't doing the greatest, but they just kind of dropped off.
Yeah.
They had their weird THQ bundle thing, and then not too long after that, they just left.
Right.
And it's weird. It's weird because
there was another THQ bundle recently.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Humble Bundle weekly sales they're doing now.
Oh, yeah. I should probably see those. I should probably subscribe to those. Yeah, that's going to end up making me poor. Yeah.
So, if you see me on the road, you're going to say, oh, Humble Bundle. That's why.
Ah, yes, that scraggly beard and all the... You've got, like...
That beard that I can't grow.
Yeah, yes. Well,
it'll be
there. No, that's the rule. When you become a hobo,
oh, right.
you inadvertently gain that. It's kind of like...
So it's instant hobo powers.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're a werewolf and sometimes, like, the moon comes out and you just... Yeah.
Okay,
it's exactly like that.
Full moon comes out akin to losing all your money.
Yeah, you lose all your money and then you grow a beard.
Got it.
And I think depending on what level of hobo you are later, you get things that live in it. They're like your familiars.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they're the only ones who know or love you.
Uh-huh. So do they give me like +10 to fire resistance or...
No, they're just there.
+5 to bad breath.
No.
No.
You just have them and they're the only things that you talk to.
Are they actually just pieces of food?
In some instances, yes.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if you get enough of that going on, some slime mold can probably become sentient.
Hey, maybe, yeah.
Square Enix. So,
where did this go?
No, okay. Right. So there are these studios that just, I don't know what's going on with their budgeting.
Right.
I'm so confused because, you know, these are the studios that have these, like, 100, 200 person teams working on one game for a few years.
So maybe we're finally seeing the failure of that model. Or we're seeing a change in what consumers want.
No, right. There's definitely this weird, like, shift.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know what? I'm certain that Kickstarter's put somewhat of a dent. Maybe not a reasonable dent, but...
I think it was Minecraft is our turning point.
Yeah.
I think you just have to look at Minecraft.
Minecraft as well as the Kickstarter stuff. Because, you know, no one can keep track of the games that are on Kickstarter anymore mm-hmm. because it's such a popular medium to get your game made. And
it's at a relatively low cost to consumers, or it can be.
Right.
The minimum donation amount is $1.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get 2,000 people. And
in a buck.
Or you can get much more than that, thousands of people, and you can suddenly amass $8.5 million, and you have a console. That's the thing you can do now.
Quite the segue. We'll talk about that in a second.
Right. It wasn't meant as a segue. But, But, like, that's a thing. You can just conjure up a console out of thin air just by asking the internet for money.
Right. And making a pretty good video.
Never before has that been done.
No, it's super strange. It's just weird that this, like, I don't want to say a change of hands, but there's this weird shift going on mm-hmm. where there's a lot more things, like, being made through Kickstarter.
Yeah.
At the same time, there are a lot of these studios that aren't doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do ponder whether or not this, the AAA, like, model is, I mean, on its way to not existing.
Sure, I mean...
I mean, that's a bit extreme. I mean, there are going to be your companies that know what the fuck they're doing and don't expect Tomb Raider to sell 6 million copies.
Yeah, yeah, or people will adapt.
Right, that's
it. They'll still exist mm-hmm. in 10 years. But I think what we're seeing is people who see games on Kickstarter or who see games on, like, Greenlight or something, where they can fund it themselves or where they can say, yes, you can have a platform, are being able to see the game and say, yes, that's what we want, as opposed to the companies coming out and saying, hey...
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, here's a trailer, teehee.
Game 4 semicolon subtitle is coming out. You want this, buy it now.
Yeah.
That doesn't work anymore because mm-hmm. we don't have to buy it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a big fact of the matter is a lot of this Kickstarter stuff is just cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean, there are probably hundreds and hundreds of games that you can look for or have, like, come out
mm-hmm.
for Kickstarter where you can donate $15 and you have a digital copy of it.
Yep.
Done deal.
I've done that 2 or 3 times already.
Right. And that is...
Which is still less of a cost to me than one
AAA
Square Enix game.
No, that's literally a quarter of... A AAA game now.
Yeah.
And you know what? You probably get, in some instances, you probably get a little bit of bonus stuff too. Like, they'll be like, oh,
sure,
hey,
yeah.
like a PDF of, like, the instruction booklet. I'm like,
or
oh,
soundtracks.
That's neat. Or, yeah, that too.
There were so many things for that Cryomor Kickstarter. There were soundtracks, there were art books, there were, like 3D printed statuettes of the characters.
Sweet.
Yeah. Amazing.
Really cool. So it's just, I don't think it's going to bring down AAA studios, at least not like in mass.
Mm-hmm.
But we are seeing like this tiny shift, and it's,
yeah,
it's just weird.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be ignorant not to say there's a shift, just because what else could it be? We're seeing studios go down, and there are things happening that could be the cause of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's too much to assume that a shift is occurring.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of your $8.5 million
right
Kickstarter,
speaking
Dream
of the shift.
Child.
Dream Child. Oh, it should have been called Dream Child.
Oh, it would have done so much better.
The Ouya Dream Child. I would have bought that.
I think either Ouya or Dream Child, because I don't know if...
No, the Ouya Dream Child.
Okay, all right.
It's like the Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have paid for that. I wouldn't have paid that.
So yeah, early reviews coming in, early types of the prototypes of the Ouya, not like the prototypes, but what people are getting now for having contributed early,
the Kickstarter
not
backers.
Doing so hot.
Yeah, not so great reviews.
Yeah.
Polygon, The Verge, Penny Arcade, a lot of reviews coming out saying basically the same thing. The biggest thing was what we talked about earlier. Was
controller and the controller latency.
Controller latency.
Yeah.
It's the hugest thing. And Ouya CEO is saying that they still have things to do. But it's coming out on, what, June 4th?
Yep, that's 2 months.
That's 2 months away.
Literally, from today.
You have 2 months to fix the biggest problem that a console could possibly have.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Also,
a lot of people having problems with the interface,
mm-hmm.
saying the controller felt cheap, the buttons weren't great. One guy... David Pierce at The Verge was saying that the buttons were just confusing because instead of the ABXY standard, it goes with the OUYA.
Yeah,
and A is where the B button would be.
Oh.
So it would say press...
How did they not foresee that?
I know!
Guys.
So a menu says press A to continue, and he hits like where he thinks A should be and ends up backing out of the menu.
That almost makes me curious of the team that got together and did this, because like, you know what, mm-hmm. If it was really the first time of these people ever making a console, I can kind of see this.
Sure.
But you had so long to do your research and kind of test this stuff, and that's just weird.
Yeah.
It's weird to me that they didn't foresee like these problems.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very basic problems, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of it is stuff that could possibly be fixed with software patches.
Right.
And that's what they're saying, is that they want to just lock down the hardware, and then the rest is done through software updates, and that's how the console gets better periodically.
Yeah.
But
you got 2 months, guys.
Right.
But I don't like this idea, and we saw this with the Wii U as well, where it's like you release a console that is just a fraction of what you said it would be.
Right.
It's like, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. We'll patch it. It's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't,
and
please.
Even the Wii U had a day one software patch.
Yeah.
That took like hours and hours to install.
Yeah. I remember people being upset about that.
Yeah. Why not just bake that functionality in?
Because Nintendo's only hope is to be ahead of the game by a year. And that's the only way that they will make money, I guess.
Be ahead of the game by catching up to the current generation?
Yeah. Good luck.
Right.
Guys.
That was so genuine, Zach.
Yes.
Good luck. But, okay, the Ouya thing seems like a Minecraft model. Like, they released the alpha, said you can buy the alpha, and then it just kept, you know, being updated and getting better. But I don't think that works with a console.
No, it doesn't.
This is the outer shell thing that you're having an experience with
that's going
to get you to the games.
I could see that being a comparison if Minecraft started out being, with the controls not being so great, and the game itself being laggy, and it...
You know what, guys? We're going to move around the world with WAS and F. Let's try it out. Let's just try it out. We'll see.
You can also try the alternate where it randomizes your direction.
Right, yeah. Keys. You figure out how to go forward. It's a metaphor for life. It's
philosophy. This kind of sounds like one of the Peter Molyneux.
Yes.
Pitches. By the way, is still churning out gold.
It is. It's pretty funny.
The other day that I can't remember.
It's good stuff.
I think he's like, I will make like one copy of a game and bury it somewhere and start a Kickstarter for people to go find it or something.
The expedition.
Yes.
And the expedition is the actual game.
Yes.
And the thing you find is actually just really disappointing.
I really have to download some of the guys who did the Game Jam thing where they actually made some of the Mountain Dew ideas.
Yeah.
I gotta play that bear game.
Oh, man.
The one I told you about where it's simultaneously three different perspectives.
Yes.
It is first person, third person, and second person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you go, you eat people, but you feel bad about it. I gotta get that. I have to. I just have to.
I saw one today. He tweeted, if your companion is a door, you can place it on any surface and only communicate with people on the other side. That's Maladew.
Yeah. God bless that Twitter account.
Do the Maladew.
Yes. So very good.
Yes.
Let's... Wow. No, actually, we went through all the stuff that we wanted to talk about.
Okay.
It's we just hit the 30-minute mark.
Boy. How about our speech becomes progressively slower?
You know, that sounds like the worst idea ever, Mike.
It really does. It sounds like the worst idea. Because it is.
Yes.
It is the worst idea.
So, you know what I found out the other day?
What'd you find out?
Oddly enough, you have to remember the show Malcolm in the Middle on Fox, right?
Sure. I never watched it, but I remember
it. It's so much better now.
Yeah.
Like, I used to think it was a pretty, like, entertaining show when I was younger, and it comes off as, like, this weird, like, from what I remember it as a kid, as this just goofy, weird family that's dysfunctional.
Yeah.
It's so much more. The comedy, like, when you start watching from, like, the fourth or fifth season, the comedy in it is pretty spot on. And that it's just so jarring to me, because I never thought of it as a cleverly written show.
Yeah.
But then again, when it came out and when it was, like, active, I didn't know what a cleverly written show was.
True. Yeah.
I didn't know how to weigh that.
I've seen GIFs of it, like, on Tumblr, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
No, yeah.
Maybe I should watch that.
If you have a moment, just, like, any... I think me and Mika the other night started, like, right in the middle of season 5, just because that's... We just skimmed through episodes, and we're like, oh, yeah, shit, we remember this one. Like, let's watch this one.
Huh.
It's got some... Yeah, it's got some good ones. I don't know how it is early on,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like it peaked around 4 or 5.
All right.
So, yeah, old shows from the early 2000s.
Good times.
Yes.
Is that on Netflix?
Yep, all of it.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. They did just add a bunch of those Cartoon Network cartoons.
Oh, cool. So, let's see, Adventure Time, Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Mm.
Yeah, which is... Aqua Teen Hunger Force is always so hit and miss.
Yeah.
Because you can tell it's totally made by stoners.
Oh, yeah.
And there are some episodes that are just like, it's like this weird dichotomy. It's like, okay, this would be hilarious if I was stoned. But then there are some that are just like, wow, this is just funny all around.
Yes.
Like, this is...
That's true.
It's this hit and miss, not anti-humor, but...
I think the majority of it is pretty funny, though. It keeps me laughing.
Yes.
I've started watching that again.
How many seasons do they have up of that?
I haven't... checked how many seasons of that they have.
All right. Do you have a number of how many episodes roughly? Did you see that at all? Or
no.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I'll just check that later then.
Sort of started watching it. But I know Adventure Time, they only have season 1.
Yeah, that's kind of what I expected.
I was really excited for like, ooh, Adventure Time's going to be on Netflix. It's going to be so much easier for me to watch.
Yeah, no.
No.
Oh, well. Hello, Pirate Bay.
Yep. I mean, I already torrented all of it, so.
No, right. I
have to keep watching it on my PC, though.
Oh, God. I can't wait to live in my own space where I can watch that on a TV.
Oh, yeah.
I miss that. Great.
Good times.
Yes. That show.
Yes. I did have a setup that was kind of sort of backdoor hacky way of watching things. Have you ever heard of Bitkasa?
No.
Okay, so it's this cloud storage service that was in beta for a while, and I actually started hearing about it when it was an alpha thing.
Okay.
So I signed up for an account because what they were claiming was infinite cloud storage.
Okay.
That's basically what it is.
All right.
And apparently it works pretty well. But so I had my beta account, and I was allowed infinite storage because I was a beta tester, and that was cool.
Okay.
So what I did was I would take all of these shows I would torrent and put them in my Bitkasa, which was kind of hard to do because it was a beta thing, and it was kind of...
And video files aren't exactly small.
Exactly, yeah. It was a little glitchy. If you put too many seasons of a thing in, it would, like, process forever, literally forever, and you would have to force quit the program, oh. And then a lot of it wouldn't have uploaded, and just a general mess. But when it did work, they had a mobile app.
Oh, no
so
way.
So I would be able to stream what I had uploaded to my tablet and, like, watch it in bed, because that's what I wanted to do.
That's cool as shit. Yeah. That's really cool. Is that an actual thing? Is that up and running? Or
it is, yeah. It was released. It is no longer in beta, so I was kicked out of the beta tester program.
Right. Is there? There's probably there's probably a subscription fee now for it.
Yes.
Too, I would imagine.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, well, infinite storage.
Yeah. That's
if they weren't charging money, I would be like, well, what's?
Well, then why? Are you just really nice people who want to lose
no,
all your
no,
money?
No, no, no. I'm thinking the complete opposite. Like, what are you doing that I'm getting this? Like, what pact with the devil am I making here? What am I getting myself into?
Yes. Infinite digital storage, but your room becomes smaller and smaller.
But you can't remember nearly as much.
Yes,
for
exactly.
Every... You lose gigs of brain data.
Yes, brain data. How many gigs are in the brain?
Mine's probably at like 3 right now.
It decreases with lack of sleep.
Yes. What spec would be to remember things that happened like 5 minutes ago, because that is very low.
Right.
I need a change.
That would be short-term memory.
Yes.
A term which I almost just forgot, which is really ironic.
But, like, do you think that there is a synonymous,
is that akin,
like,
to RAM?
That's what I was wondering,
maybe?
Too.
I think so. Let's say it is.
Mine's at, like, 50,
it's our podcast.
50 megs, then.
Ooh. My old e-machines down there.
I'm competing with them.
Wow. You are competing with a company who is now the subject of a class action lawsuit for shitty hardware.
That's so funny.
It is. We got sent this postcard in the mail that was like, you were in a customer database of having owned an e-machines computer, and this was like years ago at our old house.
Right.
It was the first computer that we ever bought, I think. And so just that it goes back that far, and they're like, all computers they ever made was like, they put faulty hardware in it knowingly, so you may have a claim to like $16.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sweet, sweet e-machines money.
Watch out, guys. We're going to Taco Bell tonight.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to Taco Bell.
Oh, God, I'm hungry.
I'm sorry.
Shit. I had like this weird busy day.
Yeah.
And I
didn't.
I stayed over at my friend's place last night, which I always forget whenever I'm going to have, like, prolonged time, like, bits of time in the city. Somehow I just forget. It's like, oh, yeah, and you have to spend a lot of money on food while you're down there. Just
yeah.
As a, that just happens.
Because it's the city.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm, like, surviving right now off of, like, some rice and beans I got from this Cuban place and a gross Dunkin' Donuts sandwich.
Ooh.
This morning. It was weird. I walked into this one I'd never been into, and it was kind of like the shape of the building was weird, but I was looking at the workers behind. Yeah?
I'm sorry.
That was really funny.
Was it an egg-shaped building?
No, it had like, it was this weird like.
The shape was weird.
It was this weird like lobby that you go into first, but it's like probably like 12 feet by 5 feet, and there are like maybe 3 tables in the front. Then you go to the side, and there's this long hallway, and then you actually get to where the Dunkin' Donuts is being served.
It's just the way you're describing this Dunkin' Donuts. It's like it's such a ubiquitous place, such a normal place, and you're explaining it like it's Willy Wonka's factory.
No, it's the opposite.
It was this long hallway that went on forever.
It was just super weird. And then I saw the thing that hit me is I saw workers. I saw the workers. I need to get something cheap.
Short and orange?
I mean, what?
I'm so sorry.
This is not Willy Wonka's fucking factory.
I'm trying to tell a story
about how I sympathize with these people because it was hot as shit in this Dunkin' Donuts. I remember always being really overheated when I worked at Dunkin' Donuts, but now it's just Willy Wonka's factory.
I'm sorry.
I swear
this is cranberry
every
chips.
Every Dunkin' Donuts is now a Willy Wonka subsidy.
Yes.
Subsidiary, maybe.
A subsidy. You did it again.
Shut up.
You did that last time.
Shut up. I hardly knew that subsidiary was even a word.
It's all good.
I'm shutting this down. I'm hitting the power button on this podcast for today. Bit of a short one, but you know, I mean, that's what we got. Happens.
Oh, well.
It
was games, and now it's, you know, stuff we watch.
God. So if people want to watch your things, what's the current project that you have going on right now on your channel?
Right. So I'm doing Vita, which is...
which is not the Sony handheld.
No, it's just me playing the Sony Vita for half an hour. No, it's VEDA, which is Vlog Every Day in April. A bunch of video bloggers are doing it, and it's extremely self-explanatory. You just make a vlog every day for the month of April.
No, that's really cool.
And it's cool because I haven't been exactly like strictly daily vlogging since 2012 ended, which was my year of daily vlogging. So it's kind of a cool project to get back into, and I am enjoying it.
Excellent.
And that's over on youtube.com/vlogandegan.
And people can follow you
at EganWorks.
You can follow me at Zach Bruin, and I don't have the list of things where you can...
It's in my brain.
It's in your brain?
Yes.
Go on, rattle them off.
All right. So our blog is firstpersonblogsim.wordpress.com. That's the actual blog where posts go up. You can follow us on Twitter. Stop smiling at me. Because you know I can do this.
No.
You know I know.
I'm just observing.
Okay. You can follow us on Twitter at fpbsim. You can follow us on Tumblr at fpbsim.tumblr.com. There's a Facebook page, facebook.com/fpbsim. It's all the same thing except for the blog, which is first-person blog, Sim.
Yes. So like us, follow us, and follow us again on Tumblr.
Yes.
And if you have any death threats, or if you just, you know, kind of think, it's like, hey, I've got this gym membership that you should have.
Right.
And I'm going to send it to you through email. Because, hey, like, guys, you could, you know, you can pack on some muscle pounds.
Right.
As they say at gyms.
Welcome to the gym.
Welcome to the gym. Here are your muscle pounds.
Pack these right on.
God.
So
yeah, if you've got that terrible idea,
that's what you pay at a British gym. Muscle pounds.
God, fuck. Okay. No, yes. We're done. We're done.
End this. Now.
You can email those memberships to us at fpbsim@gmail.com.
Right.
And we are done.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Oh my God.